Okay, so we're continuing in the ninth parak of Masachas Menachos, and we're up to parak Tes, Mishnah Hey. Kol amidosh ha'i b'migdosh, ha'yu nidgosh nigdoshos. Any measurements that are in the Migdosh to hold solids, meaning not liquids, would be a heaping measurement, meaning they would fill it up in a heaping way, as a showing like bracha. Chutz mishal kohen gadol sh'ya gad sh'alitocha, except for the what they would use for the minchas chavitin, where the Godesh was already, meaning the heaping measure, was already accounted for in the actual size of the kli. Midos halach beirutzeim kodesh. Whatever will go over the brim of a liquid midah, of a liquid measuring cup, is kodesh umidaseyavesh brutzein chol, but whatever go over the brim of a measuring cup that held dry things would not be kodesh, because only the inside of the kli is makdish. Rabbi Akiva Omer midos halach kodesh. That no, the midos halach are kodesh lefichach berutzein kodesh, and that's why the overflow or whatever goes over the rim is kodesh umidaseyavesh chol. But the dry midos, those were not kodesh to begin with, lefichach berutzein chol. And that's why whatever would go over the side was also chol. Rabbi Yossi Omer lo mishum zed. That's not the reason that the whatever goes over the brim of the liquid of the midas halach is kodesh and the midas yavesh is chol. Elish halach nekar. It's because the liquid is mixed with the liquid that's already there. So it's all whatever's over the brim may have been under the brim a second ago. Meaning it's all considered one thing that all mixes together. Vayavesh eino nekar. But if you pile flour into a kli and the part that's heaping over the walls of the kli was never inside the kli, and therefore it never became kodesh. So it seems like there are three different reasons why it is that midas halach is berutzein kodesh and midas yavesh is berutzein chol. So moving on now to Mishnah Vav, says the Mishnah, Kol Karbanos HaTzibur V'Yachid Tunu Nesachim. All Karbanos HaTzibur and Karbanos Yachid require Nesachim, Chutz Min HaBechor V'Maiser HaPesach HaChatos V'Hashem, except for a Bechor, Maiser Behema, Karban Pesach, Karban Chatos, and Karban Hashem, Ela Shechatos Shashal Metzor V'Hashem Al Tunu Nesachim. But the Chatos and the Chatos of the Metzorah and the Hashem of the Metzorah do require Nesachim, even though other Chatos and Hashemos do not require Nesachim. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah, In Mishnah Hey, we had said that all the midos in the Migdash were nidgashos, whereas the midah of the Kohen Gadol, it already had nisaron gadush, even if it was just flattened at the top and it was not heaping, so it was already taken care of. The midos halach were brutzein kodesh, and midos yavesh are berutzein chol. That even though midos halach doesn't have much of an overflow, but there could be a little bit that rises above the rim, if it's a thick enough liquid like oil, so that's going to be kodesh, where in midos hayavish it's going to be chol. Rabbi Akiva says the reason midos halach is kodesh is because the berutzein is kodesh of midos halach is because the kli is kodesh, whereas by midos hayavish the kli is chol, and therefore the berutzein is chol. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says, no, that's not the reason, it's because in lach it's all considered to be one thing, so because the liquids all mix together, so whatever overflows the top of the kli is really considered like it's in the kli, whereas in yavesh, whatever's on the top of the kli was never inside the kli. And then in Mishnah Vav, we said that karbanos hatzibur vayachid all require nesachim except for bechor, maaser, pesach, and chatas and asham. With the exception is the chatas and asham of mitzvah, which do require nesachim. Okay, but next time we'll pick up with Perek Tes Mishnah Zayin.